Ugandans eat more bananas than anyone else on Earth, nearly 500 pounds per person each year. But new plant diseases are destroying the country's banana harvest. Scientists have developed a genetically modified banana that could help local farmers. But as NPR's Eric Kneeler reports, a dispute between the U.S. and the European Union is leaving Ugandans caught in the middle.
In Uganda, the many kinds of bananas aren't just peeled. They're boiled, baked, and even fermented into wine. They're a staple of the Ugandan diet. Wilberforce Touche heads the banana program at the Kawanda Agricultural Research Institute in Kampala. He says that the most common dish is matoke, a steamed and mashed banana wrapped in its own leaf.
When you ask for food in Uganda, they will give you that mash called matoke. You can also boil bananas with beans or ground nuts, and you get a very good meal.
But Uganda's favorite food is in danger. Fungal diseases, viruses, and tiny root-eating worms have destroyed half of Uganda's banana crop in the past 20 years.
In some parts of central Uganda, the banana has been wiped out completely.
The crisis has prompted the Ugandan government to embark on a $2.5 million program to develop a disease-resistant banana. Researchers say they can't use traditional plant breeding techniques to produce a resistant variety. That's because bananas are sterile. They don't produce seeds. Instead, they reproduce by sending out small shoots. Emile Frisson is director of the International Network for the Improvement of Banana and Plantain in Montpellier, France. He's working with Ugandan scientists on the project.
The only solution is indeed genetic modification. So what we want to do there is to introduce genes of resistance from wild bananas into these varieties that are susceptible now to make them resistant.
Frisson and colleagues have done preliminary work with a new GM banana for Uganda at a laboratory in Belgium. But they've hit a big roadblock. They aren't being allowed to bring the new bananas into Uganda for tests. Ugandan government officials are still weighing the risks and benefits of this relatively new technology. U.S. agricultural officials and scientists say the GM crops are safe. The European Union has banned them because of anti-GM consumer protests. Edith Sampala, Uganda's ambassador to the United States, says her country is getting a confusing message.
When developed countries, scientists recommend different things, then people who are not as advanced in that science, you know, start wondering.
Sampala also worries that if Uganda accepts the GM banana, the European Union will retaliate and refuse to buy their food exports. Sales of Ugandan produce to Europe are an important part of the poor country's economy.
It's not just a question of even that science, it's also a question of trade. So that issue must be looked at as well.
The brawl between European and U.S. officials over GM food is spilling over to other developing countries as well. Frisson says that diseases also threaten banana-growing regions in Asia and Latin America.
This is one of the problems, is that we've been having transgenic bananas in the greenhouse in Belgium now for the last 6 years. But we haven't found a single country where the biosafety regulations are in place and are being implemented in order to test some of these varieties.
This debate has also affected food aid for starving nations. Last year, Zambia refused to accept genetically modified corn from the United States. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick toured Africa this month and said he plans to sue the EU over its GM food ban. In the meantime, Uganda has put the GM banana project on hold. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.